I have been explaining you to the various types of mind and response as the, imagine if the autonomic system could talk and you'd get the philosophy we get from Ion.
Well, but then that would run, not necessarily, because then that would be run, it'd be like, okay, get ready to move your bowels, move yourself toward the porcelain gardens, worship the porcelain god, empty your bladder, breathe, make some earwax, short of spit, here's a booger, coming out, flatulence. You don't process that the same way, you see. Responsive. Stumping your toe. Okay, gonna hurt my toe, get ready for massive pain. That's why people have issues with going to getting poked, like bloodletting, you know, when they take the needle things and stuff. If you look at it, it seems to be more painful. Okay, then let's talk about taste. Hold your nose and taste something and you'll find it has no taste. Find something, close your eyes and find something you don't care to taste. Hold your nose and you can chew it up and eat it, and but you'll feel texture. But you won't have like a Limburg cheese effect if you don't care for Limburg stinky cheese. You won't have that effect. The taste is affected by the smell ratio. So anytime you cut off that autonomic response, then you change everything. So the shifting and the changing of everything is what you call the radical position, transpoint positional set point. Here's the example. You desire, let's say something like chocolate cake. Now everybody's thinking about chocolate cake, and then their mind's going, oh yeah, chocolate cake. Yellow cake, moist, delicious, buttery, just wonderful, with a very nice ganache, not too, knock your head off chocolate, but just silky, smooth milk chocolate, maybe with some raspberry filling between the layers of the milk chocolate. Okay, we can move you to the point where you would actually potentially move toward something chocolate, something sweet, something cakey, some type of engagement. Your mind will say, yes, that would be the fastest path to my joy. Okay, now James, let's say we do that to you, and all of a sudden you're jonesing for a piece of raspberry layered chocolate truffle cake. Okay, great. Then you eat the entire chocolate cake at one sitting, and we can have the same conversation, and it may make you want to go throw up. It changed your transpositional point of position. And that's not relative. It's relegated based on where you are at that point. You can have the desire for it, eat it, feel bad about it, gain weight from it, throw it up, become bulimic regarding it, and still desire cake. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's based on the transitional positional pivot point based on your original position.
Okay.
If you've never had chocolate, ever, and we said that it'd have no effect to you. You wouldn't miss it.
Okay, let me go to back to pain. I know with children, it's often said that they don't know how to react to an injury until they look at their parents and see their parents freaking out.
That's right.
Because a kid will fall, and then it'll, you know, so oftentimes they'll just get up and sort of wipe itself off. But if the parent comes running over and says, oh, my gosh, then the kid will then show a reaction. So
that's correct.
In terms of undoing that behavior, is there something that we're missing as adults that would help us stay away from getting involved with reacting to pain?
Well, okay, your proof is in the pudding. Anyone, all 11 of you listening, may have had this experience to where if you have some tragic thing, okay, and you're in the ER, it's a problem mess, blood gushing, gut strode, all that kind of stuff, as graphic as you can stand it. Then you come back from that position, heart surgery, where they rip the heart out of your body. They come back and they say, I don't remember the pain. I don't remember. I have no memory of hurt or pain. I have no memory of that pain.
Yeah, and the same is said when women deliver babies.
Yes.
At the time, fine, it's pretty darn painful for them, but they don't remember, which means they might go ahead and have another baby. Otherwise, all women would only have one child. But,
well, you know, let men folks rip a bowling ball-sized object out of a man's rectum, and they'll slow down on the getting busy business. Do that a little bit. So from that position, you see, there is the trauma. Now, mothers remember the trauma, okay? But the second they connect with the baby, all of a sudden, all that is displaced. It's moved to a separate place, so it's not an issue. But
where is it moved to?
They do remember... Outside of them.
How does it get outside?
The how is it's displaced or translated from a new point of reference. That's why we just said those earlier words. Come on, James. You got
forever?
You mean
forever?
Into the outer kingdom?
Oh, no, James saying something.
Forever?
Absolutely. In that now is a connection. You're my baby, and I love you forever. Even if you're a dope-smoking, heroin-taking, hashish-slinging bastard, I still love you.